Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Todorovic, joined by my co-host, Dr. Matt. How are you, Matty?
Well.
Today we are on the letter A and we are on the term alveoli and alveolus.
Singular, plural.
Other way around.
Yeah.
You know plural, singular.
You know what I mean.
Okay. So sometimes we use the term alveolus or pulmonary alveolus or alveoli, like you said. Alveolus is the singular, referring to one of what we're about to talk about, and alveoli is the plural. Now, what it is referring to is one of millions of air sacs within the lungs.
Okay.
Anyone ever refer to you as a air sac?
Hot air sac.
That's what your wife calls you. It comes from the Latin term.
How many million are there? Did you give me a number?
Jump straight ahead. 480 million alveoli within both of our lungs together. But we'll get there.
440?
440 what?
Million.
I said 480.
480.
Jeez, you don't even listen to me.
So 240 per lung.
240 per lung. 240 million per lung.
It's impressive.
Alveo. Alveo. That's the Latin term. Alveo. Hey, I might call my second son Alveo.
I don't think you're going to have another child. I think you're done.
Jeez, that was definitive. Okay, have you had a conversation with my wife lately, have you? So alveolus comes from the Latin term alveo, and that means hollow or concave. So it's which aptly describes the structure, because an alveolus is a hollow or concave cup-like structure within the lungs, and this is the place that gas exchange occurs.
What does that mean? Gas exchange?
This is where gases exchange. So this is where, for example, you take a nice deep breath in, oxygen will enter your lungs, go down into this empty cup-like structure, termed the alveolus, and will jump across from the hollow cup of the alveolus into the blood. That's gas exchange of oxygen.
Yep.
And carbon dioxide will go in the opposite direction, from the blood into the alveolus for us to breathe out. That process of gas exchange is extremely important for survival. Thank you very much. Alveoli. Now, have you ever heard of the term dental alveoli?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
well, I'm going to be covering that in a later topic.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, that's a socket in the tooth. But again, just highlighting the cup-like structure. So let's talk more about this.
I thought you were going to say you inhaled your tooth or something.
My daughter's tooth fell out yesterday.
Which one?
Front.
Oh, so yeah. She's got like a big hole.
Big hole. It was very funny because it was so, so loose. And she's like tonguing it and you just see this tooth just wobble back and forth. And I just wanted to pull it out. I go, let me pull it out. She goes, don't touch it, don't touch it. Anyway, it falls out in the morning before school. She goes, Dad, my tooth fell out. And you know, she's got this little toothless smile. Super cute. And then she looks in the mirror and she goes, I don't like the way I look. And I go, no, you look great. You look cute. And she goes, oh no, I'm going to get teased, and then started bawling her eyes out and was really sad for school. But then when I picked her up from school, she had a great day. So it was fine.
That's awesome.
So each alveolus is between, in regards to its diameter, right, 200 to 500 micrometers. So think about 1 meter and take a thousandth of a meter. That's a millimeter. Now, you know the size of a millimeter, very small. It's about a millimeter in length. If you take 1,000th of a millimeter, which is pretty small, that's a micrometer. So it's around about 200 to 500 of those. That is the diameter of a single alveolus.
Okay.
And there's 480 million of them, like you asked earlier, in both of our lungs combined. And because they're cup-shaped or round, they've got quite a large surface area. So if you were to add up the surface area, so flatten out all of these cup-shaped 480 million into a flat area, it's about 80 square meters.
What's that?
Oh, tennis court.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
I've always come across conflicting points around that. It's either, they either say a tennis court or half the size of that.
Yeah.
But it's still a decent size surface area.
Regardless, I think it makes no difference. I like to say a tennis court. Just because people
like
know,
tennis.
Oh, like tennis, and people know
Australian
the size
Open
of
just finished.
I know.
Won by an Italian, which is very apt for this particular topic.
Very good. And I am Italian, so I can say, "Mamma mia."
And he beat your other half, which is Serbian.
That's true. Yes. It was like an internal battle.
Well, was that a difficult match for you to watch?
Yes, I was.
It was like an inside dialogue in your.
Yes,
head.
I was sort of just I was just yelling at myself. I've never hated myself so much in my entire life.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you've got this 80 square meters surface area. That's really important because all of this, well, not all of this, about 70% of that surface area is wrapped with capillaries. And that's important because without those capillaries...
On the outside, right?
Yes, around the outside.
Not on the air side. The
no, not on the inside. Underside. On the outside. That's a good point. On the outside of those alveoli, you've got those capillaries. That's important because that's where we need the gas to exchange across. So the alveoli, just for people who've probably never heard of it before, it sits right at the very end point of our lungs. So you take a breath in, you've got your nasal cavity, then you've got your bronchi, your trachea, then your bronchi, and then your bronchioles, and then it goes all the way down the bronchial tree until you get to the alveoli, that point of gas exchange. Okay, now...
The end stop of the respiratory tract train.
Yeah, it's the end station, right? Because this is the site of gas exchange, it's the functional tissue of the lungs, so we call that our parenchyma. Just so people are aware, when we refer to lung parenchyma, we're referring to the alveoli. So the question is, what type of tissue is it made of? And it's made of epithelia. Remember, four types of tissue in the body. Epithelial, muscle, nervous, connective. So it's made up of epithelia. It is made up of what we call simple squamous epithelia. So when I say that, what do you think?
Flat, one layer thick.
Yeah, one layer flat, like squished pancakes cells. So you've got this squamous epithelia. Then you've got a small amount of connective tissue underneath it because basically all epithelia sits on connective tissue. And then on the other end of that, you've got a capillary network. And that's what we call the respiratory membrane.
Yeah.
Now, inside the alveoli, you've got a little bit of fluid as well, which we'll talk about in a future episode. So the fluid, the epithelia, the connective tissue and the capillary network, that is the respiratory membrane. And that is between 0.2 to 0.6 micrometers thick. Tiny.
Wow.
Real tiny. So like I said, you take a thousandth of a millimeter, basically.
So it's less than a micron.
Yeah.
Wow.
Half that.
So you're talking
half a micron.
So you're getting into nanometers.
Yeah. Isn't that insane? Mm-hmm. So that's the thickness. Each alveolus is connected to each other through pores. Do you remember what they're called? The pores of cone. K-O-H-N.
So what's connected?
The alveoli. There's holes between each alveoli. And this is just for redundancy's sake, right? So if one alveolus is blocked, for example, you can have a hole and then it just allows for that gas to just be more evenly distributed between each alveolus.
Okay.
So they're the pores of cone. And a really important piece of architecture for the alveolus are the alveoli walls and the septums between each alveoli. They're made up of important connective tissue fibers, such as collagen and probably more importantly, elastin. Yeah, so this elastic tissue, because when you take a breath in, the alveolus will expand, and then when you take a breath out, you need it to be able to snap back and recoil. Mm. And that recoil is a big part of how we actually breathe out.
Mm.
And so that's also important clinically, because smoke from cigarettes damages that elastic tissue. There's actually elastase enzymes within cigarette smoke.
Oh, so it's. I always thought it was the macrophage, the alveoli or alveolus macrophage.
Yes, that's it too.
That gets annoyed by the smoke that then releases the enzymes that break the elastin down.
And that also happens. So the cigarette smoke has toxins that can directly damage the alveoli walls and septum. And you've also got the macrophages that are present, which are trying to gobble up all this, you know, these pollutants from the cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And in doing so, damages the walls as well. Now, what that means is if you've got all of these, if you think of alveoli, so multiple, as like a bunch of grapes together, there's a lot of surface area there. But if you were to cut the walls out of each, it ends up just becoming more like a balloon.
Orange.
Yeah, than grapes. So the surface area diminishes. Even though it becomes a larger ball or larger cup-like structure, the surface area has diminished.
Yeah.
And that's what can happen due to cigarette smoke.
Emphysema in particular.
That's right.
And they go from a surface area of a tennis court to a table tennis.
Exactly right.
Table.
Yeah, perfect. And that's clinically super important because it reduces gas exchange, so breathing becomes difficult. It reduces the elastic recoil because the elastic tissue's gone, so breathing out is more difficult, and you tend to trap air within your lungs. And that can be a problem because we tend to hold on to carbon dioxide in that case. And that, Matt,
that's great.
Is the alveolus and alveoli.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.